From the very first moment of our Lord's birth, he was lighting up the darkness. At his birth, a star was shown in the heavens to announce to the whole world an extraordinary event, God becoming man to dwell among us, the incarnation. In the incarnation, the darkness is dispelled. This announcement was not only for the Jewish people, but for the Gentiles, all people, the whole world, represented by the three kings coming from afar, is to be changed because God became man to dwell among us. In this great event, we see many things. Firstly, as mentioned, it's shown by the three kings that the Lord is for all peoples and nations of the world. God seeks all of us out. He speaks to each one of us and desires for us to seek him out and be with him. Secondly, we are all hungry and thirsty for what truly satisfies. This is all the more powerful in the fact that the kings left everything. They would have had everything they needed and even wanted at the snap of a finger. But yet they left their homeland to seek out what was missing, what they truly longed for. They sought out what truly quenched their thirst and satisfied their hunger. They put aside their earthly comforts, their earthly goods, set in their satisfactions to adore the Lord who truly fulfills them. Thirdly, we see that they were kings and they would be running their kingdoms. I could imagine that that would be very busy. But yet they left it all. And by doing so, they show nothing is more important than what they seek, namely the Lord. Considering this great event of the three kings' visit to our Lord, we should ask ourselves, are our lives headed directly toward our Lord's Jesus like theirs were? Are we seeking him out, or do we let worldly comforts or the busyness of life or our jobs or sports get in the way? Are we prideful in thinking that we don't need to change anything, thinking that we know what is best and only seek him when it is convenient for us? There is something telling about this encounter with Christ. After the kings found him, they worshiped him, and then they went home another way. Their lives were changed. We have encountered that same Christ child. We come to worship him. Are our lives changed after our encounter with him? Or do we compartmentalize the gospel? Okay, I gave our Lord that time. Okay, check off that box. Now I can continue with my life with no change, no penetration of the gospel into our heart. Yes, the kings went back changed, ready to bring their encounter with the Lord to all. They were ready to bring him to their family and friends, strangers, their workplace, the ball field, their schools, everywhere. They were ready to tell all that he was, who is what truly satisfies us. We encounter him here truly at Mass in the most holy Eucharist. We should be changed like the three kings after our encounter with him, ready to leave our lives of selfishness and sin and focus all on him who came to dwell among us and this true king to die for us. They came to him bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In these gifts, we see what we too should bring to our Lord with our encounter with him. Gold. You know, we give the best to the Lord, the most precious things. It can be said that the most precious thing that we have to give someone is our time. Make time for our Lord first. And the most precious virtue is that of charity, love of God, May each of us desire to love him more and more, and out of that charity, that love of him, to treat others with more love. We cannot say you love God and disregard your neighbor. Frankincense, this can represent our prayers, our good works to the Lord. As St. James tells us, faith without works is dead. We can accept him as our Lord and King, but if we don't put it into action through our prayers and follow his commandments and his church, his example, our faith is dead. Myrrh, this precious gift was to anoint the body of the Lord. These can be our sacrifices united to his sacrifice. There is no love without sacrifice. We can't say we love the Lord and not be willing to give up our comforts, our business, or whatever for him. These three kings can inspire us to keep us on the path. They can help us to not lose heart. After a long journey of perseverance, of seeking the Lord in our daily lives, they find what they are looking for. Scripture says, when they saw the child, they responded with exceedingly great joy. May each one of us truly live a life of joy in the Lord, of putting him first, of turning toward him, leaving nothing untouched by the encounter with him through our prayer, Scripture, and especially the Holy Mass. Here we receive the true King the three kings sought. Here we fall down and worship like they did. May each one of us respond as they did, changed, ready to leave our lives of sin, bring his peace, his love, his joy to the world.